News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's trade war against America's three biggest trading partners has drawn immediate retaliation from Mexico, Canada, and China. Sagar Magani has details.
25% import taxes on Mexican and Canadian goods, and he's doubled last month's tariffs on China to 20%. Beijing has already retaliated, and in Toronto,
we will not back down from a fight.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says there will be tariffs on American goods over the coming weeks.
Hemos decidido responder.
President Claudia Sheinbaum says Mexico will retaliate as well. Trudeau says Americans should know what's next. They will lose jobs and they will pay more for groceries and gas.
Your government has chosen to do this to you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling last week's Oval Office blow-up regrettable. In his nightly address, Zelensky says Ukraine's become stronger since Russia's invasion and has the means to defend itself, but calls maintaining a normal partnership with America essential to bringing the war to a real end. He adds, none of us wants an endless war. Arab leaders have endorsed Egypt's post-war plan for the Gaza Strip. It would allow the roughly 2 million Palestinian residents to remain in the territory. And Philip Crowther has an update on the Pope's health.
Francis's condition can be described as stable, say his doctors. After two respiratory crises the previous day, doctors say he only needed supplemental oxygen to breathe, no need for the ventilation mask that had been used previously, though it was going to be used during the night, the 19th night that the 88-year-old Pope will have spent at the Gemelli Hospital here in Rome. Doctors here at the Vatican also say that his prognosis can still only be described as guarded. That means that he is not out of danger.
This is AP News. Financial market reaction to President Trump's latest tariffs. Damian Troisi has it in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks tumbled on Wall Street Tuesday as a trade war between the U.S. and its key trading partners escalated. The S&P 500 fell 1.2%, wiping out all the gains since Election Day for the index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.6%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.4%. Despite a rebound in big tech stocks such as NVIDIA, imports from Canada and Mexico are to be taxed at 25%. Tariffs on Chinese imports have doubled to 20%. Canada, Mexico, and China have all announced retaliatory tariffs. The tariffs have sparked worries about the potential damage to the U.S. and global economy. Damian Troisi, New York.
And BlackRock struck a deal to bring ports on both sides of the Panama Canal under American control. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.